This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City Council held the first reading for a proposed ordinance amendment that would add paid parking at City Hall at its meeting on Tuesday. If approved, the ordinance change would require residents parking in the City Hall lot to pay $1 per hour from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday and 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday. The proposal also specifies that paid parking would not be enforced during City Council meetings, so residents won't be discouraged from attending those meetings or get hit with a ticket if the meetings run longer than expected. The new proposal is the latest increase in paid parking requirements in downtown Eau Claire as the city contends with a projected budget deficit for 2027. More paid on-street parking downtown was also set to go into effect earlier this year, but the implementation of that change was delayed to August 1st as the paid parking kiosks were not ready prior to the initial start date of June 1st. The City Council expects to hold the second reading of the City Hall Parking Ordinance Amendment at its July 7th meeting, and it would officially go into effect on August 1st if approved. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is advising residents to avoid the water at Lake Altoona Beach this week. According to a press release, regular testing at the beach revealed very high levels of bacteria in the water. Swimming in water with high bacteria levels can result in various negative health effects, including flu-like symptoms or skin infections. A number of factors can contribute to high bacteria levels, especially following heavy rain. The health department is also reminding residents to check water conditions at local beaches before swimming throughout the summer. The City of Eau Claire is seeking volunteers interested in serving on the Eau Claire Transit Commission. According to a press release, members of the commission will be responsible for shaping the future of public transit in the area. Those responsibilities will include evaluating potential route and fare adjustments, monitoring ridership data, and considering potential alternate public transportation methods like ride-sharing and light rail lines. Anyone interested in serving on the commission can learn more and begin the application process on the City of Eau Claire website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Some are calling it the end of an era. The Milwaukee Bucks trade the arguably greatest player in franchise history, Giannis Antetokounmpo, to the Miami Heat. The blockbuster trade broke late on Monday night after months, if not years, of uncertainty surrounding the star sharpshooter. On a special edition of Civic Media's Make the Call, Jimmy Casca and the crew commiserate over the trade, seeing Giannis leave Milwaukee, and the championship legacy Bucks fans still get to hold on to.
I was very sad for a while because it's to me, you know, the end of an era for the Bucks. It's just one of those things, like, you knew it was coming, you didn't want it to happen, and it did anyway. I'm curious about where you guys are at. I felt like this was inevitable, and we have finally arrived to that day.
As Jimmy says, Giannis saved basketball here in Wisconsin and delivered the 2021 title, the parade and years of memories that can't be taken away. A man accused of secretly placing a recording device inside a bathroom at the Menominee Medical Office where he worked is now facing charges in Eau Claire County. Medical assistant Meng Vang has been facing 30 felony charges in Dunn County, but now faces additional charges with prosecutors saying they found images secretly recorded by the defendant at a reform medicine office in Eau Claire. Vang is scheduled to appear in court on the new charges today. Finding new leadership for UW-Madison and the state university system will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and take months to complete. The combined searches for a new chancellor and system president are expected to exceed $461,000. Outside firms are leading the effort, helping identify candidates and manage the hiring process. The president's position became vacant after a high-profile firing of Jay Rothman earlier this year. Regents say they hope to fill that role first, with a decision expected later this fall. Eau Claire County has officially filed a lawsuit against a number of chemical manufacturers over PFAS contamination. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
The lawsuit was filed in Chippewa County Circuit Court earlier this month as the county seeks to recover damages for the forever chemicals in the water supply near the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. According to the complaint, the named defendants in the lawsuit include companies like 3M, DuPont, and more, and lists seven causes of action, including defective design, negligence, and violations of the Wisconsin Uniform Fraudulent Transfer Act. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Environmental regulators say nearly 100 public water systems in Wisconsin have PFAS levels above federal drinking water standards enacted last year. That includes water systems in the cities of Eau Claire, Wausau, Madison, and La Crosse. Students in Madison will have much less access to their phones at school starting this fall under a new district policy. Middle schoolers will not be allowed to use phones at all during the school day, even at lunch or recess. High school students will have to keep devices put away during class, passing periods, and school activities, but can use them at lunch. The school board approved the plan to meet a new state law, though some parents say it may not go far enough or include enough community input. The furthermost upriver lock in the lower Fox River system may soon see boat traffic again after being closed for more than a decade. The Fox River Navigational System Authority has approved an agreement with the DNR on the Menasha Lock. Built in the mid-1800s, the Menasha Lock was closed due to an invasive species of fish, the round goby, being found below the Nina Dam. The recent agreement means the DNR will apply a fish toxicant to prevent the spread of round gobies into the Winnebago system while commercial boats move through the system. The agreement doesn't include recreational boaters at this point, but officials say they hope to get to that point over the next year. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
No comment from the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Bucks general manager John Horst had no comment about trading Giannis to Miami.
Until trades are approved by the league, we're not allowed to comment on anything, and so there won't be any conversations about that.
Horst says that won't happen until July 6th. Last night, the Bucks drafted Malik Lewis, a forward in the Australian League, in a three-way deal for cash with the Wizards and the Heat. Nate Ament, taken in the first round, on joining a Bucks team in transition.
I mean, I really wouldn't say it's so much extra pressure. Obviously, we're stepping into me and top 10 draft pick Braden Burris, who's a tremendous player, and I'm excited to get to learn with him. But, you know, they're big shoes to fill over there in Milwaukee, and if anything, I see it as opportunity and not as pressure.
Baseball. The Brewers with a 6-5 win last night to complete a three-game sweep of the Reds. Reliever Chad Patrick got the win. The Brewers have now won 24 of their last 30 games at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.